This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Listen, we knew the Hawks would be locked into the play-in. We were hoping that maybe they could get to six at one point in the season. But as Mike said, the games they should have won, they didn't. And then you get into a situation where you're fighting for the seventh spot, and so now they are in the play-in. So they played Sunday, and truly, we already knew this. What was a meaningless game in the sense of we knew where they were gonna be. 117-105, they beat the Magic. And I'm gonna let you hear Quinn Snyder here coming up because he talked a little bit about the playoffs and you know how things slow down and it's harder in the playoffs. But Mike, the question is, can you handle one game? Can you handle a team that has given you issues in the Orlando Magic? And that is really the question. Because if we win, guys, then you're in, you're locked in, and you don't play. You'll play at the Celtics on Sunday. So you win Tuesday, you get a break, and your playoffs don't start until Sunday.
You want an all-expense-paid trip to Boston to take on the hottest team in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, man, so that's where it's at. And I said to Carl earlier, I know I heard you mention the commercial. You know, I mean, it's just – you know, they've got that front court, you know, and Wagner is a concern. Banchero is a concern. You know, they've had some injuries. They were up and down. I think they're kind of, I feel like Magic kind of peaking. Remember, Trey didn't play in that game. They didn't play in this game yesterday for the, kind of, it was what it was. It was just kind of like the end of the season. Sorry, it just didn't mean much. But yeah, to me, this is a tough draw for us playing, you know, in a game where you can get physical up front. I mean, I just think, unless Trey's going to be Superman, right? He's going to have to be. But he doesn't have, or Batman, as we always say every time we talk Hawks, we don't really have that established Robin this year.
Well,
it's going to be eventually, you know, Jalen Johnson is the guy, but
sure.
And Reese Hoshea is getting better, and Dyson Daniels brings some stuff to the table. But, I mean, it's not like I'm going to depend on, you know, LeVert or somebody else to come in or Yang to go for 25.
You're going to need some of that, Mike. If you're going to beat these guys, hell, if you're going to make a series with the Celtics, because here's the deal. If you lose, you play Friday, and you're going to play the loser of the or the winner, should I say, of the 9-10.
So that's, the Heat and the Bulls, we tied with the Bulls on the season, Carl, at 3-3.
Correct. So that's if you lose. If you win, you're going to need that if you're going to even try to make it a series against the Celtics. And again, I know we beat them early in the year, and no Trey and all of that. But the playoffs are just a different animal. But to answer your question, yeah, somebody's got to step up in the playoffs and be that second score, whether it's Okongwu or maybe even it's Dyson Daniels. Meanwhile, Quinn Snyder was talking about, you know, how things are going to be in these playoffs.
I know we need to run. A lot of the times we've lost, it's because we've turned the ball over and haven't got defensive rebounds. So that all makes sense to me. I think in a playoff situation, you're absolutely right. The game can slow down. And the key is to generate good shots, you know.
Well, they do slow down. And to Mike's point, if you're talking about half-court defense,
right,
which is the case in the playoffs, and now I'm forcing you to create mismatches and forcing guys that, you know, to try to guard Paolo, Mike, or whether it's Wagner, whoever they might have, that's what they're going to try to do. This is going to feel like a different game, even though you're very familiar with the opponent. And then if you get on, you know, if you get the Celtics, then that's a whole different animal, man. And I know Jaylen Brown, Big O, what did you tell us about Jaylen Brown and what's going on with him? He may not be 100% heading into the first round.
So he's getting painkiller injections for his knee.
Okay.
And Joe Mazzulla confirmed that. It was sort of a rumor, and Joe Mazzulla confirmed that. So coming in with a little bit of a hurt knee, Jaylen Brown. They get the rest, though, for the week.
Right.
I just get a feeling, like, I hope I'm wrong, but as you said, I mean, it's a great defense. They've given up the fewest points, have the Magic. We talked about what they do in the front court.
So, they got a nice young team, man.
That's the thing.
They do.
They're kind of like in between us where we are and where Cleveland is. Remember how Cleveland is just kind of just ramped it up? They're like a little slightly – the Pacers are a more athletic version of us. You know, they don't play great defense, but they play more than we do. But, yeah, man, this is – I don't like this. This is not a good matchup. And then I don't like – heaven forbid the Heat beat the Bulls. I don't like matching up with Miami just because I think Miami gives us some of those same issues in the front court with some of their size.
Yeah. And we're going to see. That game is tomorrow, by the way, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But again, win, and then you get a break, and you don't have to worry about it, and you're in a seven-game series, and then you can strategize, Mike, and try to figure out how you can potentially, you know, take down the Celtics. Now, if you were to do that, it would be a monumental upset. There's no debating it. I mean, there's no expectations right now for the Hawks to do anything in these playoffs. Let's be honest. Nobody expects them to do anything, and maybe that's why Mike said Trey maybe goes off and starts to be playoff Trey and all of a sudden becomes unguardable and makes the shots that, you know, he's made in years past where we went, man, this guy's different, but he hasn't really had that opportunity. And listen, I'll say this. Trey has said it. It's a play-in thing, man. He's tired. He's tired of being in the play-in. He'd like to be an established playoff team, Mike, and have home court advantage. Those things have not happened. Year in and year out for the last 4 years, this is kind of where we've been living. So, you know, I don't know if that's motivation or not, but I do know this. When the season is over, there's going to be some big decisions that the Hawks are going to have to make.
Yeah, man. And as we said, this might necessarily be some of those brands. I mean, your name brands that you know, there's not, and it hasn't worked out. We talked yesterday, or earlier I should say today, about Bradley Beal and Paul George and all these big money contacts. The guy's doing nothing. You know, Russell Westbrook at the end of the career basically screwing up everything there, right? I mean, in Denver. So there's a lot of issues that we've got to try to surmount. But I think a big, I always say it, Carl, guy with no vowels in his name playing center, helping out Okongwu, more wing help. But, I mean, maybe we're just going to do some of the parts. I'll give the front office credit because I didn't think LeVert was going to be the good guy that he is. Niang has been great. But LeVert's a free agent. So if you're going to make that trade, you move Hunter off, right?
Got to sign him. You got to
resign him. Otherwise, it makes no sense. It's akin to letting Hunter walk for nothing.
Yeah.
If you don't bring a guy who's shown you a lot of clutch and a lot of good things in the second half. So hopefully they bring Karis back.
I will say this, and we're not in the West, but the West is going to be a dogfight. Like, I have no idea who's coming out of the West. Everybody's talking about the Lakers because LeBron and you know, Luka and all that. OKC is still the team to beat. The Clippers are peaking at the right time. You could still count Golden State in, even though, Mike, they're in the play-in. But you're going to go against Steph and how he has potentially played these, you know, over the last season or so when he needs to turn it on. I don't know, man. I just feel like the West is going to be a lot tougher to come out of. The East, not so much. And right. I think that's probably why people are looking at the East and saying down the road here in a month and a half, we'll see the Celtics and the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals.
You got me going down like this NBA stats rabbit hole now. You know, even though with Dyson Daniels, we love his job on perimeter defense, we're like one of the third worst team as far as giving up three-point percentage. Teams are shooting 37.7% from three against us. That's the third worst in the league. So that's
a problem.
That's a major problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Especially when, if we can get to the Celtics, what do they take? 75 3 points a game, it seems like.
It seems like it. Right. Yeah, they shoot 50 or so a game. Right. I mean, it may even be more than that. I think they were averaging like 48 a game. So, yeah, that becomes an issue. And then, like, you know, the coaches that have been fired, like Mike Malone, right? What are the Nuggets going to do? They're the fourth seed in the West. Do they turn it on? Is this going to be a spark? Today we find out that Coach Bud gets fired by the Phoenix Suns. Guys, he signed a 5-year, $50 million deal. One season in, done. So, and again, it's not Bud's issue. They've got terrible roster management. They overpaid a bunch of guys, including Bradley Beal, and traded for him, and then Mike, no trade. But that stuff is going on, and you know, you start to say, okay, well, how's this playoff going to happen? What's going to play out? It starts this week with the play-in, and it starts tomorrow for our Hawks. But, you know, and here's the other thing, too. We talk a lot about Ant-Man. I just want to mention this because I know he's from here. And we always talk about how we'd love to have Ant-Man. Minnesota's always consistently 6th to 7th, 8th. Right. Like, Mike, he hasn't led them to the conference finals. Now, he played really good last year. But the fact is, like, you know, what is Minnesota? I'm curious. Like, he is a guy that I absolutely love his game. But what's Minnesota doing?